All right, everybody. Welcome back to Red's Corner. This is Aiden Reddington, and 2 days in a row now, we had Leroy yesterday, and now today we have Evan Ballard on the show. Evan, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody.
Hey, what's up, everyone? My name's Evan Ballard.
So Evan's got a whole big old list of stuff that he does, and one main which is Evan owns a lawn care company titled AJ Lawn Care. Evan has, like 4 million CDs. What's your CDs at?
It's, I don't know. It's like 1,500.
Okay, so like 4 years.
It's a little over 4 years.
Evan's run every day for 4 years, at least 1 mile, right?
At least one mile every day.
Okay. Evan's done a mile in my kitchen before. I remember that.
Not fun.
And then, yeah, Evan's a tech guru. Evan's really into people like Grant Cardone, Elon Musk. I almost mixed up their names there for a second. But yeah, what do you got going on? What's going on lately?
Yeah, I mean, not much. I've been running a lawn and landscape company. I just started this year. It's been 4 years running. We've been growing a lot, but been busy with that. And then, I don't know, just trying to figure out everything else what to do.
Okay, so with mowing, what are you guys doing like day-to-day right now?
Right now, we're just doing more like just kind of we're winding down the season. Season's coming to a close in the next like week or so. But we came down from about 300 yards a week at the peak. Right now, we're doing like 30. So
oh, wow.
We're on our way down. But yeah, we're just kind of getting through it right now.
It's probably pretty nice though, right? Like relaxing.
It's so nice getting home, not when it's dark every day. It's real nice.
Or like you probably drink a lot more water.
Yeah.
Probably get better meals now.
It's a lot better quality of life right now. It's not fun in the summer when you're working 13-hour days from 7 to 9 every day.
Yeah, but you have different. So this year, I mean, I can walk through it a little bit better than pretty much anyone else because I was there.
Yeah.
But this year, it was a lot more of like the owners doing most of the work in person at the yards. What's the plan for next year?
Yeah, so this year it was very much like I was really involved mowing every single day, doing all the techs and stuff like that. And then you worked as well because, you know. But next year, the plan's more, I'm going to step back a little bit more and just do more like general business stuff, working on the business instead of for the business.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to hire someone like an account manager to text all the customers, manage that kind of stuff, hire some crews. I'm working on getting a couple more work trucks to add to the fleet right now. So we can hire more people starting in January. So if you need a job, let me know. I always need people. But next year's going to look a lot different. The goal is to grow like another 300%. Just did 300%, a little over this year.
Okay.
Goals to grow a lot next year.
It seems to be the theme, like right around like that 300 to 400% marker.
Yeah, 400% last year, 300% this year. And then once you get bigger, it's harder to grow fast.
That's true.
You know. I still expect at least 200% next year at the low end.
Well, yeah, there's all these new houses going up.
I mean, yeah, it's the fastest growing area.
So
I think it's fastest growing.
Walk people through how many mowers, trailers, trucks, what does it look like when you arrive to work? Like,
yeah, so right now we're working out of a storage unit. And so we got one work truck right now. We got about 4 trailers in the fleet. We got 9 push mowers, we got 2 zero-turn mowers, and then a whole bunch of other stuff, like a bunch of trimmers and edgers. Just pretty much there's always things going on.
And 2 couches.
We do have 2 couches. Yeah, we got a whole waiting room and a storage unit. It's great.
Okay, so when you're mowing, because it's really hard to like do something consecutively for 10, 12, 8, 9 hours, just like in and out of the truck, hot, cold. Like, how do you stay motivated? Like, what pushes you through that?
I mean, it's really just a motivation of we got to get this done. We can't go home until it's done. But a lot of it's just the bigger picture. I mean, it's going to be really hard right now. But at some point, it's going to get to the point where I'm able to take a step back and, like, next year not be mowing every single lawn every single day.
Yeah.
And have a much bigger. The goal is to get a much bigger business. But also something that you put the right people in the right place and it kind of runs itself. And then I can kind of focus on other things. But
And for perspective, it's only been like 5, 6 of you guys for the past couple of months, right?
Yeah, just the past couple months. It's been, we had 3 crews for a little while there. And then we were down to 2. And now we're down to just 1 with 2 other guys running. Next year, they're going to be crew leaders and I'm going to hire a bunch of people to work with them. And then they're probably going to be just in charge of running the day-to-day operation of the crews. But
Okay. And I know who Evan's talking about, but he's talking about Jonathan and Jesse Valtierra.
Yep.
Some of the hardest working people ever.
Yeah, incredible. They work so hard.
But other than that, Evan, you invest your money, you're into tech. There's so many different topics, and this was the hardest one to prepare out of the ones that I have lined up right now. But one thing I wanted to ask you about is the Joe Rogan interview with Elon Musk. And what do you think about the brain chip?
Oh, I don't know. I was talking to another one of my guys, Garrett, last weekend about that too. I don't know. I don't know if I'd do that if it came out. It might have to be tested for a while, but it's just insane. I mean, that you can basically like merge your phone with your brain. Like, I don't know. It's absolutely mind-blowing stuff. I just don't understand.
It's kind of like, I don't know, someone in the 70s telling them that they're going to have a AI iPhone next to you for the rest of your life, pretty much. That if you leave it at home, you pretty much die 30 minutes from your house because you don't have your phone with you. So it's like what this is going to become probably. Do you think it's going to be something like an iPhone?
I think at some point, it's going to have to be a while before you convince everyone to do this, because there's going to be people that are not going to want to do it. Like, especially the older generation. I mean, if I told my grandma that like in the next 10 years you could get a chip implanted in your brain, even to like help with like cancer or anything, she'd just lose her mind. It's insane. But like, I feel like eventually it is just going to be, you're just going to have a chip and you just like can talk to people like through your brain. I don't even know how it would work, but I feel like eventually you're not going to have much of a phone. Everything's going to transfer to like voice. Like, it's already Alexa and Google and everything.
Yeah.
So you'll just be interacting with stuff like Siri might get a little bit more, or stuff like a Apple Watch, where that's just your main thing that you wear. You don't even have a phone with you.
That's so weird. It's weird to think that like we could record this podcast just with like audio waves transferring from our brains, and then that audio just gets uploaded into everyone's chip that listens to it, and then that just like, what if you could listen to like an hour long podcast in like 5 seconds, because that's how the chip,
your brain just like looks ahead. I don't know. It's just insane. I don't understand how that would possibly work, but you know what? Elon Musk has a plan.
So yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about too. What if Elon could take people to Mars in like 40 years? Would you go? If you could come back? It's just like 6 month trip.
If it's like a year long vacation, probably, but I don't want to, I don't know. I don't know.
Would you move to Mars?
Maybe.
If there's no grass?
Maybe. Just get away from the grass. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. As a lot of people are like, I totally moved to Mars. And it's like, I don't know if I'm completely ready to just leave everything and go to Mars. But I feel like it would be an incredible like adventure too.
It's interesting. Like, you live on Earth your whole life with your parents, and then especially, you go to Mars, get married, and have kids on Mars.
Yeah, like you just go retire on Mars real quick. And they're like...
I don't know about that one. I don't know. But I'll take it back to mowing. I actually have one more question with mowing. What are the goals? Like the physical like goals for next year and the next 5 years? What are like those number goals or what I mean?
Yeah, next year.
How many houses?
Like stuff like that. We really want to start getting up to it consistently over 100 yards a day. But we also want to compress the work week into about 5 work day. Because right now we've been working beginning of this year, 7 days a week, all out. This year, a little bit, we kind of toned it down to 6. Next year, we want to get it more down to 5 and get it closer to that 40-hour work week, especially for employees. Just because, I mean, Jonathan and Jesse, they've told me they're getting a little burnt out working 60-hour weeks every single week for, 9-10 months.
But yeah, they're grinders.
Working on doing that, getting probably the goal's about to get about 600 to 700 total active customers.
Okay.
Just every 2 weeks. And then revenue goals, low end, about $500,000. High end is $1 million, of course. That's still the long-term goal.
Okay. So with you said 600 active customers?
Yeah, 600 to 700 is the goal.
Where?
Well, we want to stay in Prosper and Salina because we want to get that like density. Because I feel like all the new neighborhoods in Salina, we can really just grow up there and just... I want to do a lot more sponsorship deals. I'm going to sponsor all the teams at Prosper, a lot of them, and then just so people always associate like Prosper, all the students with our business. But as far as that, we probably expand into McKinney a little bit just because we're based out of McKinney right now. But I really don't want to go too far away yet. I want to try to see how dense we could get in Prosper. Because right now we mow for about 4% of Prosper and Celina total.
That's pretty sweet.
So, just houses, which is kind of low, but pretty incredible for only 4 years of mowing. So, I want to get that up a little bit. And then, I mean, if that you keep that percentage for the next, like, 10 years, even then you're looking at about, I mean, thousands and thousands of houses. Just because, I mean, the growth in Celina is supposed to be, like, 360,000 people in the next 10 years. So, it's ridiculous. But the growth around here is insane. And then if you can just keep the business growing at that same rate, I mean, we're going to go crazy.
It doesn't run itself because you got to actually put the physical labor in, but it almost, you know what I mean?
It grows itself. It's natural
it's like
growth.
A damn tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get in with all these customers and then their neighbor moves in and it's, who do you use for your yard? Oh, AJ Lawn Care. And it's like, okay, well, I'll hire them too. And word of mouth is just insane around here because everybody's on Facebook. Everybody's on like Nextdoor. Everybody's talking to everyone. So.
What about branding? What are you going to do like marketing branding wise in the next year?
Well, actually, part of the branding is we're going to do a rebrand, a whole new name, and kind of bring it more like a lawn and landscaping instead of just lawn care.
Okay.
Just to get it more in line, because next year we're starting landscape design and installation. I want to grow that part of the business. But as far as branding, it's going to be a lot of Facebook ads all over the place. But and then, like I said, sponsoring Prosper High School teams, like cross-country, soccer teams, football, just stuff like that to get the name out. And then long term, I really want to sponsor the Prosper ISD Stadium.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
And make that the name, because it's not completely outrageously priced yet, so maybe it's a possibility, but the long term goal, just to get in front of as many people as possible.
Yeah, I mean, they would love a senior from the
last senior class that
graduated from Prosper to then coming back and sponsor. They would eat that up.
I think
they'd give you quite the discount.
They'd be real happy, yeah.
Okay, well, the reason I keep mowing so, like to the numbers and the strategies and stuff is because I want to have another episode with, like, Chase and John.
Yeah.
Where all four of us, and maybe Johnson or the twins, whoever want to come, and all four of us just sit here and tell mowing stories.
Yeah.
Because we could all tell mowing stories for days.
Oh, there are some crazy stories.
Yeah. I guess we could pop one up right now. What's the craziest mowing story that you could think of?
I don't know. There... Besides equipment breaking all the time, that's just a fun problem all the time. But, you know, you get cussed out by some customers that are a little less than happy about some things.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it's funny. You get a phone call. It's like, hey, the mower is bleeding. The mower is what? It's bleed. Like, there's
At some point, I just got a call basically every day. Oh, this mower broke. And it's like, how'd it break? It just died. Well, what did you do to it? And then just... Oh, it's insane.
It just stopped working, I promise.
Yes. It's when you're dealing with like 25 pieces of equipment, it's always going to be a problem, but...
Okay. Well, yeah,
I don't have quite a specific funny story right now that I can come up with, but...
If one pops in your head, just bring it up.
I'll bring it up.
So we'll bring up now, you're still a full-time student, right?
Yeah, I'm a full-time student at Collin College. Just doing some basic classes right now.
Okay. So the amazement behind that for people listening is the fact that you have full-time, over a full-time job, because 50 hours is like full-time or 45.
Sir.
And then now also a full-time student where a bunch of people complain about how long it takes. But then you add mowing on top of that. So you kind of disprove all of that at once. And at the same time, running daily. All right. I'm on a roll now. I got the picture. It's like a full circle. And you're also trying to do some challenges, right? Once mowing season ends a little bit, like 75 hard.
Yeah. Once mowing season stops, we're kind of winding down. My goal is after Thanksgiving, the day after, I'm starting 75 hard.
Okay.
So, you got to keep me committed to that. But I just don't want to do it now because I cannot give up Thanksgiving dinner. I cannot.
Okay.
But I want to start that then. And then I just want to work on like becoming a better version of myself. I don't know. I want to get better in shape, get working out a little bit more. But
okay. Well, your dad is a very good source for that,
100%. Yes, yes.
And you got the home gym now, right? Has everything come in?
We've got everything in. Yeah, we got a full rack and a bar. But I just want to start working on that part so I can add that in along with business and stuff. I just want to be a better person, part of my entire, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other business ventures other than landscape and mowing?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm getting ready to start on getting my realtor license.
Okay.
So I'm going to start doing that. And then I want a long goal. I want to get into flipping houses. And then at a big scale, not just by myself, doing like 100 a year or more. But eventually, and then I want to do that, just general real estate investing. And then also property development. I just kind of think that's cool. Like watching all these developments around here build up. And it's like, well, how cool would it be if I was building that right now?
Yeah.
Having that built. Like, it's a lucrative business, but it takes a lot of money to get into it. So the goal right now is just start flipping houses, start getting into the game, see what I can get going. But that's the goal for the next couple months. Over the winter, I want to work on that, work on realtor license, but...
Are you doing Aceable or what are you doing?
I have not completely decided. I've talked to Troy Olson, a good realtor in the area that we're all kind of friends with, but he's recommended some online courses and in person. He recommends in person, but they have both. And then Aceable, so it's, I got to decide which one I want to do because they're both really expensive.
And very boring.
Yeah.
Well, Aceable's like, actually, I'll talk to you after this, but I can get you a discount on Aceable.
Oh, dang. Yeah, might have to do that because Aceable's like half the price of the in person and the other one that Troy recommended, so... But right now, I'm just focusing on that because since I'm going to have some downtime in the winter, I got to find something to do. But
okay, so get ready for the most boring classes of your life.
I've heard that they're boring, but 180 hours of pain, but it's okay.
It's kind of like, did you do Aceable for driver's license?
Yes.
It's
yes.
Basically that, but more important because it's a real estate license.
Yeah. It's not common sense.
Are you going to try and mentor with, like, Troy or anyone?
I might, yeah.
Or the what's his name?
Wayne Barley. He also supports us a lot. He's really great.
Yeah. Are you going to talk with him about it? Have you talked with him about it?
I haven't talked to him about it. I haven't really thought. I've thought about mentorship a little bit, but I also got to figure out when I have time to do that.
Yeah.
Especially once mowing season starts back up, I'm still going to be really busy. So.
Yeah.
But
yeah, mowing season, you prepare for it as much as you can, and then it's a big... right in the face.
Yeah, it's just insane. Especially, like, I mean, hopefully I can hire the right people and get them in place so they kind of take a little bit of the load off. But, I mean, right now it's just kind of working on getting the foundations for that real estate part because that's the long-term goal is to get into that. And then you got a real estate property development company that also owns a landscaping company, and then you can do all that stuff vertically.
Golden.
So.
You just do all the work yourself. And-
mm-hmm.
Your own company just pays for it, and you know the work's going to be well because it's your own company. Well, that's pretty sweet.
Yes, sir.
So, with working out and stuff, what kind of, like, fitness are you going to get into?
Well, I haven't really thought about that too much. I run right now. I kind of want to up the running because I've really only been doing, like, a mile, max 2 miles, so...
But you're still getting, like, 60,000 steps in a day
because of mowing. Yeah, just ridiculous. Like, you know the little rings on every, like, the Apple Watches? It's, like, always, like, 2 around, 3 around. It's insane. But, yeah, I don't know. Just general, I want to just get into, like, weightlifting a little bit more. But a combination of both. Kind of like CrossFit.
Okay. Does your elbow still do the...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm broken, so I can't flip my right hand all the way over to be flat. So, I don't know why. I have no idea what's wrong. Besides that, when I was little, I slept, like, a certain way where I'd always have that wrist turned. And I don't know why, but I think that might have just...
What workout was it that we were doing where you could not do
it? We were just doing
it.
Curls, and it's just like,
you
will
can't
not...
curl.
Well, I can, but it's just like awkward, because it won't go all the way around, so like...
That's so interesting.
It's so weird. I just don't understand. My whole family is like, what is wrong?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get some physical therapy or something.
Yeah,
to get
it's probably...
Fixed, or just do little wrist stretches, because I think it's just tight, but...
So what's the angle with your degree in college? What's that angle? Are you
going
to do it?
Right now, it's just playing it by ear, to be honest with you. So we're doing these classes next semester. I'm not quite doing full-time just because I anticipate we're going to be real busy. So I'm only doing about 3 classes. But just trying to get them done as fast as possible if I do. So,
what would get you out of college? Like something that like you just – you're like, fuck college. I'm putting like all this in there. Like what?
Well, it's a lot of opportunity cost, to be honest with you, because – if it gets to the point where I have to transfer to like a 2-year university and it's the cost of, okay, well, you're either going to grow this business to be a $2 million business in the 2 years that you do that, or you can pause the business and then just keep it at where it is, I think I'd choose the business for sure. So it's like, I prefer, you know, what actually makes money over something that might not be very useful if I've got something that already makes the money. So... Although it is a backup plan, it's always good to have that safety net there. If all else fails, you can just go get a job for someone and work for them.
Yeah.
But
if
everything just
forever.
If just the sun burns all the grass immediately, but for everything fails. But I don't know. It'd take a lot to get me completely out, because I'm going to probably at least try to do it just slower.
Okay.
Over the winter. 8-week classes at the beginning of spring semester is like what I'm doing next week. So they'll be done by March. So like you're kind of done by mowing season. But
yeah. So like for people that don't know, mowing season from like its lowest to lowest point is like December 1st to like the end of February, mid-March.
Yeah.
That's like Evan's time off. What the hell are you going to do with your time?
Well, I mean, this year it's a lot of kind of regrouping and then figuring out how the hell to grow a business to like completely do it. Because what I've always kind of thought is, most recently, because I mean, we've always had, I mean, we had, you were part of the business. We had your truck. We had our friends driving their own personal vehicles for the business, which has got us to this $250,000 this year, whatever we've done. But just trying to grow more, I don't know, the traditional way. So get a fleet of trucks in so you can have people drive company trucks instead of driving personal trucks. As I like having a company truck. I can track it. I know all the mileage on it. I don't have to worry about someone crashed their personal truck driving for mowing and then, well, crap, what's the liability on that? Like, I'm just trying to get more growth in that, getting new, different mowers to be able to scale up, but...
So you're going to be strategizing and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of just strategizing and then the rebranding with the new name. I got to work on all that, but I haven't quite decided on a final name yet, but it's a lot of just strategizing. A lot of it's going to be rest, too.
Yeah.
Definitely taking a couple weeks off and just doing nothing.
Delete Uber Eats off your phone now.
Yeah, I might have to.
Yeah, when it's always the weirdest when mowing season stops, because you're so like, you're so mindfully dedicated to like a process and then it just goes away.
Yes.
It's like, well, it's 2 p.m. It's like it's 2 p.m. and
you don't have anything to do. Yeah, because it's like you're going for like 9-10 months, like 100% on one thing that you're doing. And it, like, consumes you, and then you get out of it, and you're like, well, I've got a 13-hour day here where I don't have anything scheduled to do, so what do I do for the 13 hours? And you can only watch so much YouTube, so
yeah.
I don't know what to do, but I'll be resting for sure.
Okay.
Lots of sleep.
Sleeping in or going to bed early?
Well, I struggle sleeping. I struggle going to bed really early, but around 10 is kind of the sweet spot is when I kind of try to do that. But I don't know.
Okay.
I try to wake up earlier, but I struggle waking up early. Waking up is not my strong suit.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Might as well, right? So,
sure, why not?
What's waking up in the Evan world? How does that go?
Oh, it's a struggle. It's a lot of snoozing. That's what it is. But every morning I try to wake up around like 6:45, 7, as we start mowing this time of year, because I'd like 7:45, 8, because we don't have much, but... Especially when it was peak summer, we'd be starting at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's a struggle waking up. I'll wake up and then snooze it and then accidentally be 30 minutes late almost every day. But I got to work on that. That's definitely...
It's like the hardest thing.
Item number one to fix on my entire list.
But. You could have like, oh, if you're at this place at 7 a.m., I'll give you $1 million. And then that snooze button pops up and it's
and
like,
it's
is
like,
a million really worth it?
Yeah. No, it's not. Like, I don't know. Every time I tell myself, I have to be there on time tomorrow, the clock comes up and it's like, ooh, back to sleep. And then I got to fight it. But I might have to get one of those shock bracelets like you had gotten a while ago.
The Pavlov?
Just shock the shit out of myself every morning.
You have the worst. It was weird. You'll have like the worst nightmare of your life. It'll shock you. And you'll wake up. But it's like that like wake up sleep type feel where you're still sleeping. And it just shocks you and you're like. All of a sudden, you're in a Star Wars movie in your dream, like in a war zone, just like,
oh god,
battling it out. So with that time, we got school. You're doing school over the winter.
Well, I'm doing the real estate classes.
Okay, real estate classes over the winter.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan for that yet, or just kind of gonna?
I'm gonna try to do at least an hour a day to try to knock it out. I don't want to be doing it for like a year. Is the problem, but it's 180 hours of course, so it's like. Either I do like 2 hours a day and knock it out in like 3 months, or do it like an hour a day and just, or at least 7 hours a week, just kind of break it up that way. But I don't know. It's going to be a boring struggle, but.
There's no time limit on those slides.
Yeah.
You can just click right straight through them and then guess on the questions. Keep going, guess on the quiz. Okay, I passed. And then take your first. There's like 8 tests you have to take.
I've kind of looked into it a little bit, but.
I got a 70 on my first one.
Nice.
First and only. One and only.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really gotten a strategy for that, but I want to at least stay committed to getting that done. Cause I don't know. It's going to be very valuable in the future, but I got to struggle through those classes first.
Are there any people you're going to be trying to link with next year, like get to know more, like customer-wise, or just people you want to try and meet more, like get in with more next year?
Because
you've got quite the name. A lot of people know about you. Maybe not you physically, but the company.
Yeah, people know the company.
So they want to know, like, you know, who's this guy? Like, who is this guy?
Yeah, I do want to join a couple, like, networking groups next year. I think that'd be really fun to be able to, especially if I'm able to have a little bit more time just after getting some other people to be working. But, join a couple networking groups. I've gotten recommendations to join, like, the Prosper Economic something commission, but it's, like, a board of businesses in Prosper, which is, like, and just networking in general. But
okay.
I definitely want to start doing that, getting more partnerships with people in the area where we could link up with another Prosper business or a McKinney or something and offer fertilization through them or offer some area of product through them. But
you guys should link with a local coffee shop and mow their lawn for free and get free coffee in return.
Hey, there you go.
And you'll be fine.
That's all I need, free stuff.
That'd be sweet. So you should do, have you looked at, like, what do you mean by networking group? Like, where?
You were in that one networking group. I don't remember what it was called.
I went with Troy. It's called BNI.
Yeah, BNI. You went with Troy. But something like that. I haven't looked into exact groups, but something like that. Or just like the, I've seen some recommendations on just Prosper groups, like that Prosper Economic thing. But I haven't completely looked into that too much, but.
Okay, so we've covered, like, business and plans and stuff like that. Like, personally, you know, we got Thanksgiving coming up, we got Christmas coming up, we got relaxation time. Is there, like, what do you want to do? Like, you have all this time coming up soon, like, un-business-wise, un-school-wise.
School-wise.
What do you got going on? What do you want to do? We're already breaking a world record in December. That's already planned.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to do that longest ever podcast
thing. Yes.
But, I don't know, just kind of playing it by ear right now, just seeing where life takes me to go. But I know Thanksgiving, we're just hanging out. Christmas, I'm going back to Kentucky to visit with some family, so I'm looking forward to that. But not much going on.
Are you guys driving or flying?
I have no idea.
Driving,
I think,
probably?
We're driving, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. I got a list of questions. I'm just trying to figure out which one to pick. There's always so many, like, flowing through my mind in these interviews. What is your... Who's, other than, like, Elon Musk or, like, Mark Cuban, like, businessmen, like, who do you look up to? Like, other than, like, Grant Cardone, Elon Musk, and those guys, because we already know that. Who do you look up to?
Well, this is not part of, like, lawn care landscaping, but this is part of the real estate stuff I want to get into. His name's Ryan Pineda. He started a YouTube channel a couple months ago, but he has a company in Las Vegas. They do a couple hundred flips a year. I just want to get into that, because he's also going into YouTube, so.
Okay.
I don't know if that's eventually something I want to do. Do start a YouTube channel as, like, part of mowing stuff, but or just part of talking about business and stuff like that. But
mowing gets views.
It does on TikTok for sure. But yeah, I look up to that guy. I've been following him really recently. I binged, like, all of his YouTube videos in my free time. But
What's his name again?
His name's Ryan Pineda.
Ryan Pineda.
Yeah, he has a couple companies. He has a real estate brokerage, some CPA firm. Flips houses, but
okay.
It's kind of where I want to be in my life at some point. That's kind of the goal, but I don't know. It's been kind of cool. I found him just by chance. YouTube recommended it to me. It's like, well, look at that. That's kind of what I've wanted to do. He's doing it.
What was the hook? What hooked you?
He's just talking about flipping houses. It was like, I think his first video I watched was how I bought this apartment complex for $0, or like for $16,000. So a little clickbait video, but it was worth it, and it kind of hooked me in there.
And
so.
it made sense, though, right?
Like, yeah. As he talked about how he got the special financing with the seller, and then he fixed it up, and you know, whole big deal. But
it's interesting. It's actually pretty crazy how you can just buy a house with like $0 of your own money,
yes,
and then everyone else's money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like figuring it out, selling the people on it, and then just actually going through with it, because most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest question people ask you about mowing? Like, because you probably have so many people like, how do you do this all day? Like, what do like how do you do it all day? I know you said earlier that it, oh, we got to get done for the customer, customer, stuff like that. But like, what's like, what's your, what motivates you? I know you have the Vince Lombardi quote that you really like. What quote? I can't remember the quote, but it's by Vince Lombardi. I just remember.
It's like,
I'm gonna look it up.
It is something like, perfection is not attainable. If you chase excellence, you can catch. What
is it exactly?
Vince Lombardi quote. Perfection. That's funny.
Something like that.
Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence.
There we go.
Yeah, I was slightly off, but
Why do you like that quote?
I don't know. Because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist sometimes, which is sometimes a bad thing, because I like to do things very, like, correct. But I don't know. It's just kind of inspiring. Like, if you just give it your all day, eventually you'll do something good. Like, I mean, even with the mowing stuff, we set our goal this year, back when you're part of it, we set the goal at $1 million this year. And, I mean, we did not make $1 million this year, but you set the big goal, and then we chased after that goal, and then we hit, I mean, 250,000 this year. So, I mean, even if you fall short of the goal, you still made crazy, I mean, growth. But, I mean, it's kind of, it's that concept. It's like you set your goals really high, and you just chase after that, and then, I mean, you're still going to do pretty well, even if you do it.
Yeah.
Like that other one, if you go for the moon, you'll land on the stars, whatever that is.
I don't like it in that order. Everyone says if you reach for the moon and miss, you'll land amongst the stars.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think it's, the moon's like right there, right?
Yeah, the moon's,
do you understand how, like, the moon's right there, and then you're telling me stars are way farther away? I want to reach for the stars.
And then land on the moon.
And then land on the moon if
yeah,
I can't catch a star.
Enough. I mean,
but no one else says
really
it that way.
I've never really thought about that, so.
Yeah. Well, another thing I wanted to cover, and I'm gonna expose Evan real quick here. Evan is like the most humble person I've ever met, and he knows it. I know he knows it because Evan keeps real quiet, and like the way that you keep quiet and mixed with the humility and integrity of being honest with everything too, because you've been completely honest on the podcast. How do you stay so humble?
I don't know. As I always say, I like to listen more than I like to talk, which is part of, I don't know, I'm a little shy sometimes, which I'm trying to get over that. That's part of, like, what I want
to
work on.
Yeah.
Just as, like,
that's
my
a hard
personal
thing to
motivation
do.
And
yeah.
goals. But, I don't know. I just don't feel a need to just be, like, super flashy. Like, occasionally, we'll do some fun stuff, but, I don't know.
Like, Evan's super humble, and I wonder how people that, like, aren't in this friend group look at your, like, Instagram stories, or, like,
yeah.
your Facebook, where it's, like, not posting for like 6 months, and then you have a story post of you on a private jet.
Yeah,
just like,
it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's not exactly super humble with that, but if you look at it, it's very clearly fake. So
yeah,
I'm not trying to pretend like I'm actually flying on a plane, at least for the most part. But
we're just taking pictures with planes.
They're just cool. I like private jets.
Dinners.
I'm taking pictures with them, and they're cool. Okay, but I don't know. It's not trying to, like, brag about it or anything, because I didn't pay money to get on that plane. I just know some good friends that
yeah.
want to go there, so.
That's true. So, with business and success and working on yourself, that comes with one pretty crisp thing, money.
Yeah.
Personal money, personal gains. I know you invest, but in the future, what are some of those luxuries that you want to get into? Like, cars and boats? Is there anything that you specifically, like, this will be my first purchase once I... Because it's like, you know, there's people that always say things about money. Like Jay-Z
yeah.
is always like, don't buy something if you can't buy it twice. Invest before, like, assets over liabilities. Like, once your assets are good, once you have the cash, you have the backup. Like, what's that one purchase where it's going to be like, fuck yeah, I bought this.
Yeah.
Screw everyone else.
When you get to that fuck you money level right
yes.
there. I don't know. I think probably the first thing would be a car. I'm really into cars. I like the cars. A lot of people, like one of my friends, Chase... He's into cars, but he's into old cars. So it's like, I don't really know much about the actual how a car works. I just like the new ones. They
yeah.
look cool. Like the new McLaren cars, they're dope. But probably my first one either be a new Tesla Roadster or like whatever the latest McLaren is right then. Like the 720S is like the latest one. But,
okay.
Something like that. I just want a supercar. I think that'd be dope.
So in the next 5 years? We'll
5 years,
Evan,
I think that's cool. I think
okay.
so, yeah. I might start off with just like a Tesla as a cool car, but because I, you know, $300,000 supercar, a little up there, but a little bit up there. Maybe eventually, but I'll probably start out. I want to get like a Model 3 just to drive around in, like a performance Model 3. Or if, you know, we're doing really well, maybe that new plaid Tesla Model S that does 0-60 in under 2 seconds. So that is just dope. But something like that. I just want a car, like a supercar.
Okay. When you get the Roadster 1, I wanna speed test that thing.
Oh, yes. You got to.
Just like go on the tollway at like 3 in the morning and just...
Just how fast
it can won't be loud. Tiles? No one, exactly. All they'll hear is... Yeah, from the tires.
Yes, it'll be a race. How fast can we get to Dallas at 3 in the morning? But
and for those of you who might not be well informed with how credit and money works, Evan will not be dropping $300,000 cash on this car.
Yeah, definitely.
He will
not.
Very smartly be financing this. And have you worked on credit at all?
What do you mean?
Like a little, like, have you made any effort to like, cause I'm trying to get these, like anyone that's 18 to like 22, to get a fucking credit card and start investing their money.
Yeah, that's a good recommendation. You got to get a credit card. Cause I mean, obviously I don't have any credit right now. And even like the business, nobody gives us credit. I've applied for credit cards and they're just like, nope, not yet. And then.
I have a fat 2 inquiries on my credit. It's affected it not at all.
Yes.
But I've. Trying to get Chase Bank to be like, hey, look, I'm 18 and I have a little credit. Why not give our big business some credit?
Yeah, for real. Like, come on, look at those numbers. But they just do not like me. But as far as credit, I got a like secured credit card, which is like where you put down a money deposit at the beginning and that is your credit limit. So I put down $600. I just sent Discover a $600 check basically, and they were like, okay, your credit limit is $600 a month. So I do that. One of the big things, you're supposed to like only do like 10 to 30% of your total credit utilization. So I only spend like $60 a month on it. But you do that for a while, you've got a really good credit score after like maybe 24 months. But.
Okay. So this is coming from Evan, who was like, let's just say freshman year on a sports team, just like everyone else, getting A's and B's, upper A's, you know, upper B's, just like everyone else. I'm not sure how your grades were. I'm just guessing right there.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
And just living life like everyone else. And just a couple years later with some hard work, you know, sometimes you have to know the people, but not really. You can force yourself to meet someone if need be. You can get to the point where Evan is. And at the same time, this guy's telling you to get a credit card. And how do you invest your money?
I have kind of it split between... It's called Betterment. I use their just general mutual thing. It's like a whole worldwide market version of like a mutual fund. So I got quite a bit of money in there. And then I just have TD Ameritrade where I just use stocks like Robinhood basically. But I put some money in individual stocks. It's about half of what I got in the actual mutual fund just because that's automatically transferred. And sometimes I forget that I have the other one. But, but I don't know. You just got to... Stock market's really good. And then eventually, once I get a little bit more money, actually doing real estate. Because that is where the money is, right there. And that's what I'm kind of passionate about. I've always liked, like, houses and, like... I don't know. I just thought houses
It's very
cool.
interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, like, modern homes and stuff like that?
Yes.
Those are very nice. Like, get yourself a $30 million modern home.
Yes.
26 bathrooms. Hell yeah.
Yeah. End goal, I just want to have enough land or I can have a long driveway. That's the goal.
Just
that's
fly down. Well,
it's
you
a long
get down
driveway
the driveway
with a freaking
like
supercar,
seconds.
And you just zoom down the driveway. So it's like, that's the goal. You make it to where you have like a 2 mile long driveway. You've made it in life.
Okay.
That's pretty much a fact.
Evan, you woke up the damn kids again.
Yeah, just a couple thousand acres. It'd be perfect.
Yeah. The land part is what interests me the most. The fact that you could just build a big old jump and course with like some 4-wheelers.
Yes. Yes. I just want land because, I mean, you can do whatever you want. And just, like, the UTVs, like Polaris Rangers and, like, Razors and stuff, those are so cool. I just like that kind of stuff. But mostly because my uncle has one, so I've always got to drive that when I was little. And then my grandparents had a golf cart. But fun fact, I drove that said golf cart through their fence. But it's okay.
Evan is a pro golf cart driver. He
has
a world record for the marathon.
Golf cart driver.
I wonder, I don't know if there's such a thing, but you're probably up there with the amount of people that have driven a golf cart for pretty much a full marathon.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody else that has driven a golf cart for a marathon, so I mean...
It's dedication.
As
the
far
first,
as I'm concerned.
The first marathon, they both had their issues. One, it was very hot, and it was after a work day, and then one was just pouring rain day after Thanksgiving, so you're just tired.
Oh, that was miserable. It was like sleeting outside. It was like 30 degrees, something like
that. It was cold. It was so cold.
At least I wasn't running, though.
Yeah, but you're also, like, running, you stay warm.
Yeah, I had some blankets on. I had to go get some coffee, made a little coffee pit stop. But, yeah, it was pretty miserable in the golf cart, but...
We're hitting it hard next year. We're doing a marathon every month.
Every month?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
First day of every month. So January 1st, we're...
Marathon.
Well, actually, I won't be here January 1st, so we'll have to tweak that one. But January 1st, or not 1st, February 1st, March, April, May... Do a marathon. You might have to jump in on the actual running part.
I think I do, yeah.
Okay. So basically what I'm trying to get at is, and for anyone listening, damn, 40 minutes, holy shit.
It's been a minute, yeah.
The end goal is to have quite the real estate portfolio.
Yeah.
To not get like some jacked up protein fanatic creatine
definitely
dude.
Definitely not.
But to lift enough to the point where there's muscle tone, you're
yes,
fit.
Yeah.
You don't, and then with the cardio and stuff, not to be some like 5 minute flat,
yeah,
10 mile runner, but like get to that point where you could just comfortably go on like a 5 mile, 6:45 pace jog or like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I'm not trying to be a Olympic athlete over here, but I also just want to get just better shape in general, just be fit in general, which I am kind of fit right now. But just like the weightlifting part, I want to work on that. But because I'm definitely not super out of shape. But just want to work on it a little bit more.
With the weightlifting?
Yeah.
With Chase and Jordan and me, just come join us some of these mornings.
I have to, yeah.
In December. It's going to be, we're just going to blast screamo, like scream music in the garage. At like four, he's going to hate us. Jonathan is going to hate
us. Perfect.
We're just going to blast music in the garage. Luckily, the garage is right below my room,
mm-hmm,
not his room. But
yes.
Actually, funny story with Johnson. He'll work out at nighttime. I'll be like playing Xbox or watching something or whatever. And he'll start kicking the punching bag because he does a lot more kicking than punching. And it shakes my floor.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
so perfect. We got to get our revenge. But yeah, with that.
We got to do it at like 4 a.m. too, just to really.
Yes. At 7. Did you ever do one of the 4 a.m. workouts at the Life Farms gym? I can't remember. Those were absolutely terrible.
I think I did once.
Okay.
I think I got up there at one time.
It was just, it's too early in high school. It's just way too early.
No, yeah. That and then going to cross country practice and then going to school.
And then mowing.
And then mowing. Yeah, it was just not fun. I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to get up that early.
No, the best grind in the world was the junior, was it the end of junior year or yeah, there was one time where we'd get up early, we'd run, we'd go to school all day, and I did not like school. Evan, I don't think you were too fond of school.
I'm not
like,
fond of
you
school.
Just got very bored in school.
Yeah.
And then you'd mow until sundown and then you got to do shit on the computer. So Evan has his day booked. Like when we're telling you he has his day booked, it's literally like, especially back then, and now till that the school part just got replaced with more lawns.
Yeah. Especially this time of year, I'm not that busy. But like,
well, yeah, now it's not
like
that. You
know, during peak March to October, it's pretty busy. Pretty busy. Especially with school. I don't remember how we possibly got everything done during school.
Imagine if a week was like every 5 days. Like.
Impossible.
It's about to be.
It is about to be. Hopefully with like 6 crews.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, that was insane. Just waking up, going to school all day, after running in the morning, and then somehow bringing yourself to mow. Like, I don't even know how many we did after school some days. Like, maybe, like,
Mondays.
10.
I really only remember Mondays, because that was when John worked, and I liked working with John. But that was, like, 30
yeah,
houses.
So a lot of houses after school. But, yeah. I don't remember how we did that, but it was insane.
Okay. We got to... This is, like... My big goal, which you're a part of, is I just want to have our own somehow growth conference event. Like a huge event, like 50,000 people.
Yes.
And like you're a headline speaker. Chase is a headline speaker. Like I would want to direct it. You know, it's my dream. So I want to direct it. But you just come on and tell your story and then like everyone takes notes. Like that's just how I see it. And then people want to come take pictures with you or they want to take pictures with Chase. And then you go up on stage and it's like, yeah, when I was 18, I had this dream to own $100,000 a year in real estate. And guess what? Now it's a billion every 5 years or something like that.
dollars.
I guess I don't really know how the dollar is going to work in 30 years or like...
Yes, sir. Maybe the dollar's gone. Maybe it's just all Bitcoin.
Yeah. Or Akon. Have you seen the Akon coin?
No, I have not.
Do you know who Akon is?
Yeah.
I don't... Oh, what? I forgot what he called it. Akon is having... Yeah, actually, it's a cool concept. I don't really know how it all... It's like a futuristic city in Africa that Akon is making with his Akon coin. Akon City, that's what I looked up.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, that sounds totally fun. Just get the Mandalay Bay Convention Center.
Yes.
Like the 10X Growth Conference, it'd be perfect. Honestly, no, you gotta go bigger than that. You gotta go to like Super Bowl stadiums.
Well, yeah, I would want to do a stadium.
Like AT&T Stadium, it'd
yes.
be perfect.
Or you just build a new stadium. What?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I just found out I'm eligible to upgrade my phone. So.
To the 12?
Yeah.
Are you going to get the 12?
Yeah.
Is it? I thought it was worse.
Yeah, but this phone, the battery's already decided that it just doesn't like to exist anymore, so.
On your 11?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Apple's playing with
you. It dies so fast now. It's like, I can't get done with a day of work, and it just is dead. It's basically at like 10% by the end of the day. So, I'll probably get it. I don't know. I'm still trying to decide, but there's really no point not to.
Yeah. I mean...
Because I'm on that up... I'm on the annual upgrade program, so, like, you're supposed to. But I could just keep it another year and then be fine.
Just get the new one.
I probably will.
We were talking... Oh, yeah, Evan is also very bougie. We've decided this.
Yeah.
It's Evan's word.
Yes.
And it's not a bad thing. It's just... we've categorized the
it's
word
fun.
Bougie with Evan.
It's fun.
Because they're like, oh, you guys want to go out to eat? Yeah, it's like, Whataburger, Chick-fil-A. Oh, let's go to Nick and Sam's Steakhouse
yeah,
in Dallas, guys.
Let's do it.
Let's go throw some suits on. We can get my dad's Lexus. Let's go.
Let's do it. Yeah. It's fun.
It makes things better. Taking the Lexus to steak dinners is definitely fun.
That was fun.
Blasting some Frank Sinatra on the way home. Mm-hmm. It's a life. If you guys want to get some real grinding done, listen to Frank Sinatra while you work. It's just like... Not while you, like, physically work, but, like, if you're doing, like, computer stuff. I don't know. What advice would you give to someone, like, pretty young that wants to make a lawn care business? Or, actually, before I ask you this question, do you want to appear... I'm doing a podcast with someone that owns a lawn care company. I don't know where in Texas, but I think in Austin.
Sure.
Do you want to hop on that call and talk with them, too? All right.
Why not?
Bet. But anyways, how would you motivate... It doesn't have to be mowing. It doesn't have to be real
just
estate. It could be like, any business. How would you... What would you tell them?
Just in general motivation, just find a goal and just keep working towards that goal. Just every day figure out what can you do to get towards that. But you just got to be willing to work hard. None of this is easy. It's certainly not. I mean, working extremely hard every day is not easy, but eventually it will pay off. You just got to get there.
Yeah, because if you work really hard for a couple years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever... It starts to plateau, and then the hard work that you have to put in goes down because then you built something that sustains itself. That's the end goal, right? Building something
course.
That pretty much just cycles itself.
Well, yeah, you get something, you get it. I mean, like we've done, I mean, when you were still involved, I mean, we worked, I mean, ridiculous hours for high school sophomores and freshmen, juniors and seniors, like ridiculous hours. But now, I mean, I'm able to just... We're working really hard this year, but the goal next year is to start doing a little bit, condensing work weeks, making it more profitable, more like putting people in place to run different aspects of the business so I can kind of take a step back. But I mean, you get to a point eventually where you're able to just start doing like a little bit less super grind work and more just like what you enjoy doing. So,
yeah, I mean,
you just got to work towards the goal. Eventually it will happen if you're just dedicated.
The cool part is when you get to like, you know, like in the mornings, like fill out your calendar and it's like, oh, 10 a.m., go visit crew 3. Just because it's like a more important, like, let's just say it's like you're doing the landscape around a pool or something like while they're building the, I'm not sure how that all works, but it's like, all right, 11 a.m., meeting with director of Baylor Scott & White Hospital to mow their properties or, you know, 1 p.m., join crew 7 or just something like that instead of just 7 a.m., 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Be crew 1. It's like,
yeah. Something more, eventually everything will pay off. That's, you just got to work for it. I mean.
That's the quote right there. Eventually everything will pay off.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good quote.
The slow grind. I mean, that's.
It is.
The slower you're willing to grind, the better the reward, pretty much, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how Gary Vee puts it.
Yeah. Or, I mean, like Gary Vee says, I mean, patience is everything. So, I mean,
you can't want something instantly. Got to get there slowly.
Yeah, that's a hard one for people our age too, because
yeah,
if I want Chick-fil-A, I don't have to go get it anymore. They can bring it straight to my door.
You just order it on your phone.
Hell, I get lazy to re-download Uber Eats, but sometimes I do it. I can't now though. I'm on the no bullshit diet. Have you heard of this?
Yes, I've heard of the no bullshit diet.
Drewby put me on it.
I might have to hop on that. Yeah.
It is interesting because you can't eat anything, but you're smart for waiting for after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We're already so close. So it's like, might as well just wait.
My pumpkin pie is going to be some mashed up sweet potatoes.
Yes, I saw that
on Drewby's Facebook.
Page.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what he told me to do.
Yeah, that was funny.
Mashed up sweet potatoes with some pumpkin spice.
You know, it's
hopefully
as
it tastes
as
good.
As you can get there.
Hopefully it tastes good. My mom's a good cook, so hopefully she can.
Yeah.
She can whip that one up.
She make it in the shape of a pie too. Try to fake it as much as possible. But
get some whole grain, organic, gluten free crust in there.
Oh God, that's so bad.
It's just the gluten free part that makes it taste bad, and the whole grain a little bit, because most crusts are like just the white bread, delicious tasting. You know.
Mm-hmm. Goodness.
Organ ending bread.
Yes. I don't even care. It's just good.
You gonna start cooking more? Oh yeah, let's go. Let's go through Evan's breakfast. What's Evan's breakfast?
Okay, so
on a busy summer Mo Day, I'll say mine afterwards. But
my
just
breakfast
what my
is
old
usually
one was.
Some Pop Tarts, and then a granola bar. And that's basically my breakfast stop at the gas station. I might get some chips so I can eat it mid-morning. But that's pretty much it. That's what I've eaten basically every weekday for the past, like, you know, 9 months. So
it's just funny when you're, like, you're mowing. It's like, I only brought one. I forgot what they're called. Those, like, two little bars you would eat. It's like, I only brought one of those, man. And then you come out of the gas station, you got, like, some Pringles.
Yes.
Jalapeno chips. Three Gatorades, a Bang every once in a while.
Oh, no, it's like every day now.
Okay.
Every day now. Not every day. Every couple days.
The high-quality Bangs. Those will give you some energy.
You got to try the new ones. They're called Rain.
Rain.
I told you about it the other day, I think. But they're actually solid. They're good. Just like Bang, but they taste a little different.
Do they give you more energy?
No, they're like the same, but they taste better.
Have you seen the caffeine in Bang, like compared
to 300 milligrams? It's like,
so,
what, maybe 5 cups of coffee worth, I think?
It's ridiculous. The triple shot Starbucks drink, the triple shot espresso, it's two of those.
Yeah, there
and,
we go.
And I was like, I would never drink a triple shot. And then one morning, I was looking at the Bangs, and I was like, screw this. This one says cherry cola. Let me take it.
Yes. I eventually just hit a point where it's like, I can only deny these energy drinks for so long. I just might as well just try it and then just addict it to it because it gives you so much energy. But
well, it's not even that. It's like I can only deny that this double shot espresso is not an energy drink for so long before I accept that it actually is.
For so long. It's like, yeah, it's definitely an energy drink.
It's only coffee, I promise. It's just coffee.
No, not really.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Basically, flavored energy drink that tastes like coffee. But
those morning gas station breakfasts.
Fun.
The jalapeno chips. I can never eat those anymore. Just had them daily. Ask freaking Evan Bish. Snack on those jalapeno chips.
Oh, God, yeah. It's fun. The life of mowing is very interesting.
It breeds,
lots of bad food to eat.
It breeds a lot of funny stories.
Yes, it does. We're going to have to do that podcast.
Yeah, I want to.
Stories.
Because Chase just knows all of them. Like,
yeah.
He knows them all very well. And Chase has the funniest stories anyways. And John, because you're not going to be there for the funniest story because people are going to probably act a little bit better around you. But then when it's a crew that Chase is leading, it's like, oh, I'm in Chase's crew today?
Yeah.
Let's go. We get to mess around. Or something. Well, also work hard, but mess around.
Like Chase and Hamilton and stuff like that. They're very funny.
The Hamilton crew.
Yes.
I didn't even get to... Did you get to say goodbye to Hamilton?
I did not.
Yeah.
I tried to invite him to a steak dinner, but he declined. I was trying to get Jonathan, Jesse, and then Johnson over there to go with Hamilton, but he wasn't able to make it because he had to leave in a couple days.
Yeah, I deleted social media that morning, and then I had it deleted for a couple days, and I, like, 2 hours after I deleted it, he was like, yo, what's your email? I'm about to leave. Or not email, what's your address?
Oh, no.
I'm about to leave. I want to send you mail. And I was like, no. Missed that chance. But yeah, Hamilton and Chase and our other two other very hardworking ones. Another name that Evan left out is Marcus, who worked his ass off.
God. Oh, whatever. Bullshit.
Yeah, let's talk
about... He does a great job of installing Christmas lights now, I think.
Not mowing.
Yeah, especially not mowing.
He's the best person at not mowing.
Yeah, if you ever see Johnson, just ask him about Marcus. Just say his opinion on Marcus. He's very opinionated on everything.
Yeah, it's not all sunshines and rainbows owning businesses. I mean, you have to deal with...
A lot of bullshit. These fools sometimes mess up.
Fools. You have to deal with ex-employees.
Eventually get fired, yes.
Ex-customers,
mm-hmm.
ex-partners, you know. that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's not all fun, that's for sure. There's definitely stuff that goes wrong. Like I said, mowers breaking is not fun. Especially when you have to take it in and they're like, oh, this will be $500 to fix. And it's just like...
And we'll call you in 3 weeks because you didn't buy it in the store.
Yeah, I've spent $12,000 here, but, you know, still, it doesn't count. It's like, okay, well, fine. It's not fun.
How do you scale it? Because I know you want to do Facebook ads, but, like, what's that big-ass jump? Do you think that lies with you and doing, like, upgrading in your personal life first and then just the business upgrade? Like, how do you really... Because, like... Facebook ads, right? It's just going to keep that linear growth, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
What hits exponential? Other than the fact... Whoa, the audio just got really weird. Other than the fact that Prosper and Celina grow by like 100 people a day.
Ridiculous amounts.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I don't know how much exponential growth there's going to be, but I think a big step is when I'm able to start delegating that to people. When I get, like, an account manager, I want to hire salespeople eventually.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then once we get to salespeople, I mean, just go hard after all the commercial people in the whole area and just try to take as much of that business as possible.
That's fucking legit.
But I feel like once you get into commercial and then I can hire some salespeople, that's when the biggest jump's going to come.
So when you have commercial, like, are you going to, like, outsource, like, have someone else? Like, are you going to have its own crew? Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, probably just kind of wall it off. You have the residential division and then the commercial division, because it's kind of completely different businesses. You got to have whole different sets of equipment for commercial, but
you got to have a mower that goes 15 miles an hour.
Yes, sir. The fun mowers right there. But that's probably the biggest jump right there.
Okay.
Just hiring a couple salespeople and then just hiring like account managers, because there's the point where you're just kind of running the business yourself with maybe a couple other people. And then you get to more, like, large business size where you got a bunch of people working in, like, a big office and it's kind of fancy stuff. But that's the point where it's probably going to really take off.
When do you get, like, a COO or, like, a VP? Like, when does that happen?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that a ton.
Or does that even happen?
I think eventually that definitely happens.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I want to eventually be able to step a little bit away from the mowing business and work more on, like, real estate, stuff like that or whatever
yeah.
I'm working on at that point in time. But eventually, definitely hire a COO or something like that. But.
Okay. Because where I am right now, they just hired a COO.
Yeah.
And, like, VP 2 years ago. So I'm just trying to, like, piece how that
yeah.
would... Because it's like I'm trying to connect, like... I don't even know. Like, I don't even... Does Green go? Do you think he has
no,
a VP?
No, he doesn't have it. I
okay.
don't think... You got to be a really big business to be able to do that.
Okay.
That or just be willing to spend a lot of money on not having to do the work yourself. So, I gotta find a balance.
Sacrifice
also,
on both sides, I guess.
Yeah. But, I doubt a lot of these businesses around here have someone like that. Because that Brandon guy still runs it pretty much every day, I think.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I don't talk to him that much. But, yeah, eventually that's the goal. Just kind of step back. But, I'd say that'll happen in the next...
10, 12, 15,
mm,
8? Are you thinking earlier?
Probably like 5 years.
Okay.
That's the goal. Depends. I mean, if we keep up the growth that we're doing right now...
Then you can?
Then, yeah, totally.
But you have to understand that I'm 18, so 5 years to me is a quarter of my life.
Yes.
So I don't know how
exactly.
to dictate time.
Yeah, I have no idea how long this is going to take. I have no idea.
People are like,
I mean,
what are you going to be doing in 10 years?
No idea.
10 years ago, I was 8. So it's
yes,
like...
Yes, exactly.
10 years ago, I was playing Capture the Flag, and then it's like now it's like or like 10 years ago, you were in Kentucky, just like chilling and right,
just hanging out, yeah,
chilling in kindergarten or first grade.
Yes.
And then 10 years later, you're a college student owning a business, and then it's like, oh, what the fuck is going to happen? What the hell is going to happen in 50 years?
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on in the next 10 years.
Technically, in 47 years, there's this meteor that's going to hit the planet.
Oh, yeah,
so
we're just going to be done in 47 years.
We got to get to Mars. You got to get the grass growing.
Yeah, honestly, I just got to talk to Elon Musk about that. He needs to prioritize grass on Mars.
You and Chase cracked me up, because I'm guessing in some kind of way, if you could, you would work with Elon Musk, right?
I totally would, for sure.
See, at the same time, you got Chase who FaceTimes me, or I FaceTime him like once a week or something. He's telling me he's going to develop the Dragonfly project for Elon Musk. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
So you know how like planes, like a fighter jet, like flies like this or like... No one can see this. But it just like flies like a normal...
Like a normal plane.
Now think about how a hummingbird or a dragonfly flies. like this.
Just
so
teleporting everywhere.
Chase wants to develop I don't even know the word. Like a warship or like a spacecraft or whatever. That can literally just like... Have you ever seen a hummingbird fly around everywhere? Yeah, that's how you and Chase crack me up. Because like Chase will be like, yo, I'm going to do this hummingbird project. And you're over here like, yeah, I'm going to... have this Roadster custom EB Mindstorm Roadster. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Only, like, a couple people understand the EB Mindstorm.
Yeah, only a few people understand that one.
I laughed yesterday because when I invited you, I'll go to my calendar. And when I invited you to join the podcast, I typed in Evan. And it said Evan Ballard. And it popped up three of your emails.
Yeah.
And one of them was EB Mindstorm 85, whatever the number was.
Yeah,
after
the old email. That's from when I was, like... know eight maybe making an email address. I like those Lego Mindstorms when I was growing up. If you know what I'm talking about,
Lego Mindstorms,
they're little robot things. I did them in elementary school. We had like a class where we did them, but
that's mad funny because my kindergarten first grade email was Lego Animator 5000.
Yeah, it was based off Legos. I think everyone had at least some type of Legos, but yeah, that's where it's from. Initials, right. And then the Lego things.
Look at the time. It's an hour. It does not feel like an hour, huh? There's light out when you got here.
In a minute. Well, to be fair, it gets light at like 5:30.
So if you had... Oh, shoot. I mistyped that. If you had like one last thing to say to people, like, because we're going to end it here.
Mm-hmm.
If you had one last thing to say to people, whether it be just anything, I don't even... Just... What would you say?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I don't know. I can't end it on I don't know. So I gotta come up with something.
Yeah.
But
you gotta leave people as, like,
Yeah, just you gotta work on your dreams, okay? You gotta follow your dreams. If you don't wanna do something, just don't do it. unless you have to. If you have to do it, then you can do it. But like, if there's something you really wanna do, just go after it. Just don't sit still and like, oh, maybe I'll do that one day. Like, you're never too young to start that.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I want to start flipping houses. A lot of people are like, oh, you got to have a ton of money before you can flip houses. Like, well, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it with a little money. And I mean, you can get something done. If you put enough effort into it, you can knock something out. You can get it at least started. Just get the ball rolling.
No excuses.
Yeah, no excuses. That's a good one.
All right. Well, Evan Ballard, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you for being
on
the show.
Thank you for having me.
Peace out, everyone.
Bye.
Oh, shit. It didn't end. I'll just edit that.
Oof.